Mr. Jawbone of an Ass talks about headaches.
They start under my eyes, like bugs are burrowing into my brain. Then they spread across the top of my head like 1,000 dental drills, wearing their way through smoking bone into my cranium. The pressure starts to build as if my skull was filling with pressurized red-hot gas until my eardrums bulge out like balloons and blood spurts out of my nose and my eyeballs bulge out so far my eyelids can't close, and then my neck stiffens and I lose control of my right side. Now that's a headache.
Now there's Mega Coffee Extreme Relief Blend. Just one sip and...
boy, I'm wide awake now and my head really hurts.
Mega Coffee Extreme Relief Blend. Drink only as directed. Use your mouth.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, everyone's worried about divisive speech tearing our country apart. Well, that's important, but not as important as divisive speech in our personal relationships. With men and women constantly evolving in relation to each other, and with all of us trying to be more open and understanding, we must constantly look out for those words that push others away and build emotional walls between us. Otherwise, we'll go nuts from all the good feeling and empathy. Beat it, you dork! That's something you could say, and it's a good phrase to use when divisiveness is our goal. I can't stand the sight of your ugly face! Leave me alone! I'm leaving! Don't come looking for me! These are all good divisive words that will keep the pests away. Well, that's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. You tools.
Control your obnoxious bodily functions with yoga-like exercises you can learn in minutes. Hi, I'm Ua Bam Hoobledooble, formerly Norman Schwarzkopf. I can help you.
I have to burp. Can you help me?
You don't have to burp. You've been conditioned by society to think you have to burp. You can convert that burp into a simple nosebleed with my methods, which have been compared to tantric aerobics.
What about me? I itch in embarrassing parts of my body.
You can change those uncomfortable itches into treatable toothaches in seconds. Most embarrassing bodily malfunctions are the result of an imbalance between the ions in the ocular cavity and the weight of the parietal bone. My method, which one satisfied customer likened to a Zen enema, corrects this imbalance so your body expresses itself in a socially acceptable manner.
I feel nauseous.
No, you don't. You can channel that nausea so it becomes a mere broken collarbone. A leading journal calls my simple exercises Kung Fu Hopscotch. Don't wait another second.
Control your obnoxious bodily function. Send today for Ua Bam Hoobledooble's Guide to Acceptance and 32-Step Exercise Program. An acknowledged doctor says Ua Bam Hoobledooble, formerly Norman Schwarzkopf, is like a mystical Dan Rather. Cost is not a problem. Credit card transactions only.
Okay, well, I don't remember the number that you do. Okay. All your life, he's been there for you. Yeah, there. Right there on the couch. Yep, the guy who slept through your third grade Christmas pageant wearing the beer can hat with the straws that he bought at the Brewers game. The man who accidentally mowed over your He-Man action figures 3 times. The one mom locked out of the house after his fishing trip with the boys. The one to Elko, Nevada. The unshaven lout who yelled at you when you flushed the toilet while he was in the shower. The fat man who ate all the mini Snicker bars out of your Halloween candy sack and blamed it on your baby sister. The guy who worked 80 hours last week and then objected to your Satanist friends having a slumber party and rave Saturday night in the rec room. Good old dad. Now it's time to give Pop a day of his own. Father's Day is here. Don't buy him a tie or a weed whacker or a retaining wall. On Father's Day this year, give him what he really wants. Solitude. This year on Father's Day, leave Dad alone, completely alone, with nothing to do. He won't thank you. That's the way dads are. But he'll be happy. A message from the Leave Dad Alone Committee.
Exactly.
That one's for you, buddy.
Exactly.
Right van for the right job is waiting for you at Bob Anderson Ford. The right van for the right job's waiting for you at Bob Anderson Ford Mercury now during Van Month. Bob Anderson has a full line of work-tough, quality-built cargo vans. Ford Econoline's the most powerful diesel ever, and Bob Anderson will give you the best price on your van purchase. From Omaha, take I-29 to the Bob Anderson exit at Missouri Valley, Iowa. Choose from Ford Aerostar, Windstar, Mercury Villager. For family vacations, camping, we have the van you need at low overhead clearance prices. Get their price, then get our price and save. Come to the country, breathe the fresh air, take a break from the stresses of the city. Come enjoy low overhead savings. Bob Anderson also has a full line of F-Series trucks for summertime hauling and work. Choose from F-50, 250, and 350s. So remember, before you buy, bargain with Bob Anderson Ford Mercury. Take the Bob Anderson exit off I-29 and see why we're different from any other car dealership you've been to. Did I make 60 seconds?
No, you stopped at about 55. I just faded it out at
60. Even better. Even better. Okay, that's done. Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, I remember Papa, Daddy, my old man, Mon Père, Pops, convict number 105496, Father. Yeah, I remember sitting on his knee. He only had one. I remember sitting on his knee when I was 2 years old. The rest of them was under the tractor, you see. Well, when he got out from under, he picked me up. Took him a long time to catch me, what with him having only one knee and all. But he picked me up, and he said something to me I'll never forget. He said, years later, after his jaw had been rebuilt, he told me what he had said. He said, if I ever catch you on the tractor again, I'll... Oh, sorry, Dad. I accidentally unplugged the machine there. Oh, let me plug it in. Oh, there you go. Why you? I always enjoyed visiting Dad. I visited him a lot, like after the hunting accident. Hey, I thought some ducks were day-glow orange. Or after the combine crash, I never saw him in the wheat. It was tall. The wheat was tall, and he was a short man. Even kind of shorter after that day, by the by. I visited him after the crop dusting incident. I yelled at him to close his mouth and hold his breath, which, by the way, has become a problem ever since. Yeah, good old Dad. I loved him right up to the day he left me the farm. Oh, no, he didn't die. He just left for some reason. Word is he's in Manitoba somewhere. He never calls. Man kind of frightened of me, and I don't know. Maybe I have repressed memories. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the cast of Friends stopped by the farm. Yeah, the cast of Friends slops the hogs. Oh, those designer clothes soil easily, don't they?
Okay.
guys is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, Father's Day's coming, and what Dad wants this year is what everyone wants this year, a piece of Scott O'Grady Rescued Pilot. Now you can give Dad the gift everyone wants with Dickie Schmooze Rescued Pilot Souvenirs. Ain't that a great story, how he kept sending signals to Americans? Well, here's the very thing he used to send those signals. Only $1,500 for this unique one-of-a-kind souvenir, limit 3 per customer. Here's some real Bosnian Herzegovinian dirt scraped off Scott O'Grady's rescued shoes, $200 a pound. How about his genuine wet socks, the actual ones he really wore? $700, your choice of colors. Get this stuff quick. Send the cash to Dickie Schmooze, Rescue Guy, Box 1, Mayaguez, North Dakota.
So, you know, we can have real gaps between. That you can kind of watch that. If it gets to 35, just fade it out. As long as it's established at the beginning. And you don't want it tracking into the seagulls, yeah. Okay?
Dad?
Yeah, son?
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, son.
Did you like your gift, Dad?
Oh, you mean these stones? These blocks for the retaining wall?
Yeah. Did you like them, Dad?
Oh, I love them, son.
Dad?
Yes, son?
What are you doing?
Oh, building a wall, son.
But how am I going to get out, Dad? Dad? Dad?
Leave Dad alone this Father's Day. It's the perfect gift. He might not admit it, but it's what he really wants. A message from the Leave Dad Alone Committee. And sure enough, I did break it.
Gramps, was the drive into work always this hard?
Well, no. For one thing, it used to be we had cars to ride in. Now, they drag us in behind horses.
Wow. What happened?
Mega coffee.
Mega coffee. Toughens the skin. Mega coffee.
Gramps, was skydiving always this hard?
No. We used to have parachutes.
Wow. What happened?
Mega coffee. It makes you bounce. Mega coffee.
Gramps, was a trip to the zoo always this hard?
Oh, no. In the old days, peacocks ran around loose at the zoo, delighting children. Now, Bengal tigers run loose, eating the children.
Whoa. Were there always ivory poachers shooting us from the elephant cage?
No, and the petting zoo had things besides king cobras.
Wow! What happened?
Mega coffee.
Mega coffee. It changes the way you see the world and the way the world strikes back. Mega coffee.